are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, it's post-game podcast time. It is a Sunday, October 20th, and a Monday, October 21st. It is Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast and Network, your team every day. Matt Derry with you following another Lions loss. That's three in a row. The Minnesota Vikings come into Ford Field and are unstoppable, especially offensively, as they put up 42 points. Should have had 49 if you count the Stephon Diggs drop in the end zone. 42-30, the Vikings over the Lions today as Detroit drops to 2-3-1. And this team's in some trouble for sure. Now, the schedule's going to get a lot easier, and I'm not going to give up on this team. I'm not going to tell you this season is over because it's not. But the bottom line is this. The Lions lost to a superior team today. The Lions, I told you coming in, and I said this all week, if you listen to the show, I was worried about this game. Lions with a brutal emotional hangover from Monday night, and I'll contend that the referees took that game from them in Green Bay. I'm not going to talk about that at all. But today, a really good team came in and beat their ass good. They did. Kirk Cousins has been on fire the last three games. The Vikings defense is very, very solid. Their identity is always hard-hitting, get after the quarterback and make plays. And they did to an extent, although I thought Matthew Stafford and the Lions offense, especially in the passing game, was pretty darn good today. Marvin Jones with four touchdowns. But the bottom line is the Lions make too many mistakes. The Lions don't have enough players on defense. The scheme is terrible. And the Vikings did whatever they wanted, and they can run the football. And the Lions can't run the football. Then you throw in an injury to Kerryon Johnson, injury to Darius Slay, so now Coleman's having to guard Diggs, and it's lights out. The Lions aren't good enough yet. And there's so many things that went wrong today. We'll get into that. We'll hand out some game balls, etc. Vikings win 42-30. Your tweets will be read as well. Plenty of those coming in at Derry Speaks. D-E-R-Y Speaks and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I usually wait to see what the guys have to say after the game and Matt Patricia's comments. I'm foregoing that today. We're going to get right on the air. We're going to get this podcast in so you guys can listen to it, whether you're driving home from downtown or driving around for dinner after another Lions defeat. Minnesota's just better. Let's call this what it is. All right? I told you all week, Kyle Rudolph might be having the worst season of his career, but he comes into Ford Field and he eats Jared Davis for brunch. And that's exactly what happened. We mentioned all week long how this defense has got to get better and step up. We mentioned all week long that they've got to keep Stafford upright. And for the most part today, they did. I don't want to hear about run. This is a running team first, and we're going to change. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed so far with this organization. No matter who the coach is, no matter who the players are, these are the same types of losses. Poor tackling, penalties at the worst times, and then having to rely on Stafford to win you the game. And today was not on the quarterback. He did all he could do. 30 out of 45 for 364 yards and four touchdowns, a passer rating of 111.7. Don't blame number nine, please. Matthew Stafford was pretty darn good today. Had to throw the football 45 times. Why? Because this organization can't run the football. And their scheme at the beginning of the games is fine. There's no better first 15-play scripted arsenalist better than Darrell Bevell. Ooh-wee, the Lions come out like hotcakes every first quarter. They had 21 points at the half. Folks, they had nine in the second half. Other teams adjust. The Lions don't adjust. The coaching staff isn't good enough. Now, again, I think there's some depth on this team, and I think this team is more talented than in years past, but now they're below 500. And now with some dreks coming in like the Giants, you're going to see Tampa Bay, Denver. There's some bad teams coming up. Oakland, the Lions have got to take advantage of their schedule now because the schedule is going to get easier. But today, a very good Minnesota Vikings team came in and took them behind the woodshed. It's pretty simple. It's cut and dry. They've got Dalvin Cook. The Lions don't. They've got Stephon Diggs. The Lions don't. I'm not going to talk about Kirk Cousins versus Stafford. Cousins has been on fire. He's playing great. I'm not ready, though, to crown Kirk Cousins. But like I said, I don't think the season's over because the next opponents, few opponents, are winnable games. The Lions play the Giants next week at home. The Giants just lost today to Arizona at home. Then the Lions go to Oakland. The Raiders today got clowned by the Packers. Then the Lions play the Bears. Got to find a way to win. Then they host Dallas. Then they play Washington, who has one win. Schedule's getting easier, folks. But this team's got to play much better. Kirk Cousins today, 24 out of 34, 337 yards and four touchdowns, was not sacked, a passer rating, gulp, of 141.4. Holy shit. And then at the end of the game, with Minnesota leading by 5, 35-30, just running out the clock, basically, or trying to get a first down, Chris Spielman on the Fox broadcast said, watch for the play action here. And Kevin Stefanski, son of Ed, called it. Little play pass, boom, down the field to Stephon Diggs for the capper as he runs past Justin Coleman. Coleman had his worst game today as a Lion. He's been pretty good, but he had his worst game today. He got beat all day. All day. But the Vikings could do whatever they want against the Lions. You know why? Because the Lions have sunk so much money into some certain defensive players that do absolutely nothing. They have first-round money dedicated and invested in Jared Davis. Jared Davis had three tackles today. Three. The other team's middle linebacker had 12. Stop putting him on the field, Lions. Give Jalen Reeves-Maybin a shot. Put Miles Killebrew out there. Try anybody else. Jared Davis can't tackle, can't play the run, can't guard running backs out of the backfield, and can't guard tight ends. What is he good at? Then you spend $18 million, $18 million on Trey Flowers. No sacks, no quarterback hits, nothing. Four tackles. Hold on a minute.
Yay. Good job, Trey.
And if you really want to look at it, he cost you the game last week with the hands to the face calls. Now, I know those weren't calls or those weren't proper penalties, but still, there were flags on him. Remember all that money they gave Mike Daniels? Is he even on the team? A'shaun Robinson's playing for a big contract. A'shaun Robinson's highlight today was shoving people after the whistle when the Vikings were in victory formation. Cool, bro. That's good stuff, A'shaun. Yeah, you might have won the battle, but we're going to win the war. I'm going to smash somebody at the end of the game in victory formation down 12. Where was that BS earlier? It's unacceptable. And the scheme's terrible. I don't know what Matt Patricia and Paul Pasqualoni are thinking. They're rushing three every single time. Can you blitz once? They did some run blitzing today. That was all right. You're going to... These poor cornerbacks and safeties, they're going to be dead by week 10. No sacks again today. Kirk Cousins' jersey doesn't even need to be washed after this game. I mean, it is pristine white. It's like a fresh coat of paint. 42-30, Vikings over the Lions today. Matt Derry with you. It's the post-game podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. We welcome you. Danny Amendola had 100 yards receiving today. Well, I wouldn't even have known that if I didn't look at the stats. Let me give you some stats. I got a stat for you. They've lost three in a row. I'm disappointed because I think this team is better than 2-3-1. But are they? Maybe I'm wrong. Marvin Jones had four touchdowns today. The Vikings defense is really good, but I got news for you. The cornerbacks can be had. That's why that 4th-and-2 call late in the game, with the Lions needing to go for it, made absolutely no sense. Where they rolled Stafford left and he tried to hit McKissick. There were just some play calls today that were head-scratching by the Lions. And when they come out of the gate with such good tempo and rhythm the first 15 plays, how come they can't do that in the second half? Kenny Golladay got targeted twice today. That's it? Two targets today. One catch. Oh, but what about TJ Hockenson? I got news for you. Bob Quinn is starting to get undressed a little bit when it comes to the talent evaluation. What do you think? Want to go back in this draft and take Devin Bush over TJ Hockenson? And oh, by the way, Jelani Tavai was drafted seven spots ahead of Irv Smith. Irv Smith caught five catches today for 60 yards for the Vikings. Oh, he was second round pick? Uh-huh. Seven spots after Jelani Tavai, who isn't very good either. I'll sign up for that all day. Give me Devin Bush and Irv Smith in rounds one and two. Well, we got TJ Hockenson. He's fine. He had a good first game. He's been invisible ever since. It's just frustrating, man. I feel for you guys because this team doesn't suck. I know maybe I'm all doom and gloom right now after this game, but yeah, you just in Minnesota and Minnesota's running game. My goodness. Dalvin Cook is amazing. 25 carries, 142 yards today, an average of 5.7 a carry, two touchdowns. Minnesota today as a team ran for 166 yards and averaged 4.5 yards a carry. The Lions' leading rusher today was J.D. McKissic, tied with Ty Johnson. Each had 29 yards. The Lions finished with 81 yards rushing today. Poor Matthew Stafford once again has no run game. Kerryon Johnson once again is hurt. And the Lions, you want to talk about, see, everyone said, oh, this is a season ender and this was a must win. No, not at all. The Lions have plenty more games within the division. But with Green Bay sitting at 5-1 or 6-1, whatever the Packers are right now, the Lions are in trouble for the division. I got news for you. Season's not over. But you lose next week to that pitiful Giants team coached by Pat Shurmur, then we'll talk. Then we'll talk about the end of the season. Because the Giants today lost, got shellacked at home by Babyface Edmonds and the Arizona Cardinals. Where's that final score? I have it here somewhere. 27-21. The Red Sea. Cardinals. The Cardinals are 3-3-1. Holy smokes. 2-5 are the Giants. And oh, by the way, if I'm the Giants next week, you know what I do? I run Saquon Barkley 100 times. The Lions can't stop the run. Snacks Harrison's having a down year. The Lions linebackers, especially Davis and Tavai, are terrible. And something's got to change with this scheme. They've got to scrap this 3-8 BS because teams are running all over them. No, I mean, again, Dalvin Cook is a monster. But the week earlier, you had something called Jamal Williams running all over you. Please, pretty please, do not blame Matthew Stafford for today. Please don't. All right, I'm handing out game balls. We'll do that next. Also, your tweets and some of your Facebook comments, too. Next on Locked On Lions. All right, Matt Derry with you on the postgame pod on the Locked On Podcast Network. This is Locked On Lions, Minnesota 42 and Detroit 30. I'm getting text messages from my media friends that Matthew Stafford waiting, or I'm sorry, media waiting forever to get Patricia and Stafford. Sounds like there was some sort of closed-door meeting after the game today. Again, I would play you some of that audio and wait. I'm not doing it. You guys know what they're going to say. So there's that. Lions today gave up. Let me get that total yard number. The Vikings today had 503 yards of total offense. Holy. You gave up 500 yards at home. Eight penalties today for the Lions. Cost them 67 yards. The special teams is terrible. Amir Abdullah returning kicks to the 40. Ay, 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 ay. Come on, guys. All right, I'm afraid to go there, but we're going to go there. Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Victor Gonzalez says, we need a real pass rusher, not a gap container. Yeah, you're paying Trey Flowers $18 million to be a gap container. He has one sack in six games. Now, some of you go, we only had 7.5 last year with the Patriots. It's the scheme. It's the scheme. If you want a guy that's just going to have seven sacks, then you just clone Romeo Okwara. You don't spend $18 million on a football player to only give you gap containment and a few sacks. I don't get it. I don't like it, and I don't get it. Let's see what else is coming in on Twitter. Nathaniel J. says, time to talk draft. Oh, my goodness gracious. Detroit 2SD1, your boy Rudolph. Yes, what did I say? What did I say this week? And I'm not, I hate playing the Rob Parker, I told you so game. And I love you, Rob. But I told you, Kyle Rudolph has had such a bad year, but it doesn't matter. He lights the Lions up every time he plays them. 5 catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown. And on that touchdown pass, Jared Davis ran the wrong way. Rudolph was in the tight left, ran a crossing route. Davis was there, and then Davis ran to the left. It made absolutely no sense. It was ridiculous. Kyle Rudolph had 9 catches coming into this game the entire season. 9. He had 5 today. 5 catches. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let me get this stat right. I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to look this up and make sure that I'm right here. Kyle Rudolph. I need his game log. Come on, people. Kyle Rudolph had 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. Yes, 9 catches all season. Today he had 5 for 58 yards. Because Kyle Rudolph and the Vikings offense always know how to take advantage of the Lions. Because the Lions linebackers can't cover tight ends and haven't been able to for years. That's on Bob Quinn. You got Jalen Reeves-Maybin on the bench? Let's see him. You got Miles Killebrew still on this team, moving to linebacker? Give him a chance. I'm tired of watching Jared Davis. But see, Jared Davis is a first-round pick and a hard worker and a great guy. So the media eats, so the announcers always go, Jared Davis, you watch Jared Davis on this play. He does nothing. He stinks. Get him off the field. Ay, 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 ay. Mike C. says, sweet fourth down play call, coaching fail. Brian Bortel, Chris Spielman should be on Monday Night Football. Yeah, this is what I expected here on Twitter. Nathan Litke, anybody hear Trey Flowers' name today? Hashtag embarrassment. No, we didn't. Lions defense is embarrassing. Sir Kenneth writes in, 42 points. What a joke. Yeah, it's not good. Victor says, I think the Lions are one season away, definitely. Need to get a running back and a pass rusher. One season away. Ay, ay, ay. Scott Thomas, so the Lions linebackers blew a pass cover. Shocked, I tell you. I'm totally shocked. So frustrating. Minnesota's a good team. All right, Minnesota's better than the Lions. And I just knew coming in today it would be a tough uphill battle. But Kirk Cousins is usually rattled when he has pressure in his face. The guy had a clean pocket all day. His last 3 games, he's been off the charts. But the offensive line for the Vikings played well. How about Riley Reiff? Riley Reiff! Left tackle Riley Reiff. Owning Trey Flowers all day. Dwayne Hudson writes in on Facebook on the Matt Derry fan page, at what point do you have to commit to not having Jared Davis on the field? The last TD to Rudolph, Davis is running with him and inexplicably loses him when Rudolph cuts toward the middle of the field. I've seen enough. Davis and the offensive line coach need to be fired. The O-line for the Lions isn't horrible. It just can't run block. Their pass blocking is as good as anybody. Their run blocking is as bad as anybody. Trevor Mulready says, at what point do you say that Trey Flowers stinks? I'm not ready to say that he stinks yet. Phil Moore says, at what point do you say the whole defense stinks? Oh, jeez. Hot and heavy on the Facebook page. Chris Stramersh says, it's the Lions. SOL. The Lions just aren't good enough to compete against the NFC North. Ay, ay, ay. John Shovel says, are we now done with the delusion that this team is good? I'm not saying. I think they have a decent team. I think they're better than their record has shown. They've been in all of these close games. I think their quarterback and their receiving core is pretty good. I question the coaching, and you got to question this defense right now. This defense came into today fourth worst in the league. It'll get worse by the end of the day. Oh, gosh, just horrible. Boy, could this defense use Devin Bush. All right, game balls. Well, my first game ball has to go to Marvin Jones. I mean, Marvin Jones abused Xavier Rhodes all day today. Caught 10 balls for 93 yards, four touchdowns. Four! First line to have four touchdowns since, I think, 1950. An awesome day for Marvin Jones. Always seems to go off against the Vikings. Made every play. I know he dropped that one in the end zone that went through his hands, but he came back and redeemed himself. So the Lions and Matthew Stafford went at Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes all day, and it paid off. They did their job. The passing game did its job. So I will give a game ball. You've got to give a game ball to Marvin Jones. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Tracy Walker gets another game ball from me. The kid's trying his best. I like him at safety. Comes up and makes plays. Two tackles for a loss. Six solo tackles today. I thought Tracy Walker had a pretty good game. I'll also give a game ball to Matthew Stafford. Now, some people say, oh, it's just classic stat Padford, 364 yards, padding stats. Matthew Stafford is the offense again. He has to do everything. Remember the days in August and July and in the offseason about the run game and the run game, and we're going to play complimentary football. No, it's turned into the Stafford show again. And this poor guy's having to do it on his own. And then he gets bombarded from behind on one of the sacks because Kenny Wiggins is playing. Why is Kenny Wiggins playing? They like to rotate the right guard? Why? Are they making a statement to Graham Glasgow and taking his snaps away so they can let him walk in free agency? Fine, then trade him. If you don't like Graham Glasgow, Bob Quinn, then trade him before the deadline and get a pick. Because he's going to walk. I wouldn't want to stay the way they're treating him. Is he a Pro Bowl guard? No, but he's decent. He's good. He's better than Kenny Wiggins. Never heard of this before. Are other teams rotating their offensive linemen that are starters? It's like the Lions have some weird voodoo they're trying with this. It's stupid. Remember when Bob Quinn said this isn't a 9-7 team? Remember when he said that after he fired Jim Caldwell? You're right, Bob. Since then, they're 8-13-1. I like them apples. Locked on Lions, Matt Derry postgame. Vikings 42, Lions 30. Lions now 2-3-1. And watch, they're going to start winning some games. Schedule's getting easier. Talk to you again tomorrow.